Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want a bomb cyclone update. Doug Plagans has been in the thick of it here. He's the voice of the Florida Panthers. Now, Panthers had a game scheduled in Boston tonight. The game got snowed out or weathered out, whatever you want to call it. The game has been postponed. Doug, first and foremost, do we have any idea when the game may be rescheduled for, or is that still up in the air?
Still up in the air. No makeup date has been scheduled, but it's one of those things that I'm just looking out my window right now, and the snow is still coming down, the wind is whipping, and I've just been watching the local news coverage quite a bit today because you can't really go outside and you're just trying to get updated on everything. It's one of those things where it's a decision made that has the best interest and safety of everybody in mind, because as you know, Alex, when you have a major sporting event, it's more than more than players, coaches, and the teams that have to get there. You've got the people who work in the building and all kinds of different people, and then you have 20,000 fans coming down as well. So it was definitely a decision made with all the safety in mind here in Boston. So now we just wait to continue the road trip. But just in terms of my experiences going on today, I left the hotel on foot at about probably noon or so, and just wandered down the street to Chipotle.
Ooh, see, I thought you were going to say Panda Express.
Well, I was starving, and I could tell as I started walking that options were going to be a bit limited. There were things that were closed. A lot of businesses probably didn't bother to even open the doors, turn on the lights today. And, I was walking down the street, and I thought to myself, I'm like, when you see the storm B-roll on the news, and you always see like some one random guy walking, and you're like, why is that guy out walking? I felt like that guy, because then I got to Chipotle and I had like an inch of snow on my body. So had to take care of that before I handled my burrito.
So this is great, because I really wanted to get a bomb cyclone update, but I had no idea you would have actually been outside today in the cyclone. So that is very daring stuff here from Doug Plagans. When are you guys going to be able to leave and head to Detroit? Is there going to be any issue flying out?
It sounds like we're heading out in the morning. Obviously, I can imagine travel's a bit of an issue here, this evening or the rest of today. So, right now, we're just kind of wait and see, we'll go whenever we're able.
And honestly, the circumstances are strange, but I don't think having an extra night off, at least for now — I know the game will be rescheduled, but probably not a bad thing to have an evening off, given that, James Reimer got a little banged up a couple of nights ago, and the Panthers probably have a few wounds to mend before they try and start a new winning streak. So do you think guys can maybe benefit from this as kind of a blessing in disguise?
Yeah, I think you have to find the silver lining in a situation like this. There's no doubt that it kind of breaks up your flow a little bit. I mean, just speaking from, me as one of the broadcasters, because I was in the frame of mind when I went to bed last night that, you're preparing for a game today. And I'm sure, all the players and coaches and everybody else was in the same mindset, getting ready to take on the Boston Bruins this evening and what was going to be a big Atlantic Division matchup. Panthers and the Bruins haven't played each other yet, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
The next Panthers game is going to be game number 40. So by the time we get around to seeing the Boston Bruins, you're going to be into that second half of the schedule, most likely, which is, these games are going to be so important heading down the stretch. But you have to find the silver lining, and I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure you can always use a day of rest to your benefit. So I'm sure the team could could use a little bit of that as they're still in the midst of a road trip that has a game against the Red Wings and then the Blue Jackets on Sunday and then into St. Louis on Tuesday. We're still so early in this road trip, even though it feels like the team has been on the road for quite some time. And the other thing that's interesting is we were up in Minnesota, and it was, I walked out of the hotel the other day to go to the morning skate, and it was 5 degrees below zero.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm thinking, how could the weather get worse? And then, you know, we come to Boston, we deal with this whole weather event. So,
well, and you know, I'd like to ask you if you know, I know you've been watching the news today there, like what's the temperature there? I see all the snow in these pictures, but what's the temperature in Boston?
Well, that's the thing, that's the temperature hasn't actually been too terrible. We're talking, you know, low 30s, mid 20s now that we've gone into the evening. It's not terribly cold, but apparently the cold is supposed to come in after the snow is gone. So the cold air is going to move in tomorrow and Saturday. And you know, they're expecting, you know, single digit temperatures, I think, and wind chills well below that, obviously, for Friday and Saturday here in Boston. So the snow is now, and the cold temperatures will be after we leave town.
And Doug, that's the type of weather there, whether it be the sub-zero temperatures or just that amount of snow, it's got to make you, every staffer that travels, and every Panthers player appreciate the weather back home in Florida, correct?
Oh, no doubt about that. We are going to be, and the weather is going to warm up a little bit as this trip goes on, but it's one of those trips where I think when you get off the plane, you know, even though it could be, you know, the wee hours of the morning after that St. Louis game, you're going to get off the plane, and what, at worst it might be, by then it might have warmed up a little bit, might be in the 50s you'll be thankful to have those temperatures. We're definitely very very fortunate in terms of our climate down there in South Florida.
We were talking with Doug Plagans. He is the voice of the Florida Panthers. Again, the Panthers' scheduled game with the Bruins in Boston tonight has been postponed. Panthers will take on the Red Wings in Detroit tomorrow. And, you know, Doug, the team suffered a loss in Minnesota a couple nights ago, but five-game winning streak before that, so they've won five out of their past six. What's been clicking for the Panthers over these last couple of weeks since the holiday started? What's been the difference?
Well, there's a few things. I think first and foremost, they've been seeing that consistent game pay off. You know, they're getting those 60-minute games that you know, that every team looks for, and they're seeing the results, and they're sticking to that plan. They fall behind by a goal, they're sticking to that plan, and it's working for them. Through that, you're also seeing you're seeing James Reimer as well play just you know, fantastic hockey lately, and through those two things, through the plan, you know, generating results, and the play of James Reimer, you're seeing just a confidence develop about this team. And it's one of those things where now, sure, they had the win streak snap last time out. The dust has settled on it. You look back, okay, every win streak eventually comes to a close, but I think because of the confidence this team's generated, you're going to see them really be able to bounce back from it. And I would expect this team to really come out with some jump in Detroit tomorrow night.
You know, Doug, earlier today when I heard about the weather there in that area, the Boston area, I heard about the game being postponed. The first thought that popped into my head was, man, if I were in Boston, today would be a perfect warm clam chowder kind of day. But since you hate soup, you couldn't enjoy that.
Yeah. You know, it falls into that soup family, and that's a road I don't go down. So that's why I ended up with a burrito this afternoon.
An authentic Bostonian Chipotle burrito.
Well, and even, you know, I was walking through this, you know, as I'm trudging through, at that point, we're probably talking 6 inches of snow. I thought, you know what, give us some butthead. What they said was real. Burritos rule.
Yes. Well, Doug, stay warm over there in Boston. You know, it's been, by South Florida standards, it's been cold these last couple of days. We're dipping into the 40s at night. I think we have a low of 40 later tonight. I am standing firm in not turning my heat on, because I'd love to get a little break on the FPL bill a couple days with the AC not needed, so I'm not turning on the heat. Being that you grew up in cold weather climates, when it dips down to 48 degrees outside, is that cold enough for you to turn the heat on, or do you hold out?
Yeah, I think you maybe throw on a hoodie, some sweatpants,
right,
and maybe use an extra blanket.
Amen to that. Doug, enjoy the rest of this road trip, and go Panthers tomorrow night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.